Hey, man, come on over here. Take a look at what I got. What I got is a deal where you can get cool stuff and support shows you love on the Frog Pants Network, including this one. Go to patreon.com/frogpants to find out more. Okay? All right. Hello, this is The Boop Show, some gaming news you can use for April 20th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. What? Hello, everybody. Hello. Guess who caved like a big wiener man? Remember how I told you guys I wasn't going to get GTA 5? I was never going to play that game. I was just going to wait until Rockstar made a proper Red Dead whatever game, right? Because that, to me, is my favorite thing they've ever done. Might still be. We'll see. But I freaking caved. PC version got announced. PC version got delayed. PC version got talked a lot about. And then finally came out. And then people raved about it. And the reviews were off the charts. And the users are freaking out. And everybody says, hey, if you're going to play the GTA, you play 5 on the PC. 60 frames per second, beautiful visuals, all upgraded to hoo-ha and back, right? So I did it. I caved. I fell in. As some of you may be remembering, the reason I don't like or the reason I wasn't interested in this iteration of GTA was because not since Vice City did I feel like the game had soul. And what I mean by that, this is not me being a prude. I don't care about the language. I mean, I do to an extent. I don't want, you know, I don't still like stuff where it's just there just to be there, right? I like to have a reason. And up till Vice City, you had me. Something switched in San Andreas for the PS2 where things just got dark and mean. The games got mean, mean-spirited. The things you did, I don't mean just running around and running over a hooker or whatever, which you can still do. But the stories just started to get, like, I don't know. The characters had no, in my opinion, like, redeeming qualities. There was nothing about them I wanted to, you know, root for. Couldn't root for them. So I gave up. That's the last proper... Well, I did play 4, but again, 4 felt... There was a mean streak in 4. It's hard to put my finger on. I don't exactly know what. Again, I don't care about the language. I don't care about the violence. I don't care about any of that. That's all fine. Whatever. Bring it. I love The Sopranos. Okay, it's the closest parallel I can make here. Or Goodfellas or whatever. This just, I don't know. I just don't know what it was. So, put off getting 5. Definitely wasn't going to get it. Look, there was no way I was buying that game on an old console, though. PS3 or 360, no freaking way. There was not a chance. We were about to roll over console generations in 2013. You can't have one of the biggest releases of that entire generation come out like 2 minutes before midnight. It's just dumb. So I thought, well, I'll get it when it, you know, because they're clearly going to repurpose this. PS4 one rolled out and they said, yeah, huge improvement. All this stuff's really great. And then I went, well, I don't want to have that in the living room. I have like a, you know, 14-year-old kid in the house. I know they, you know, 14, and you know, a lot, you've seen some things. I get it. But I just still thought, I don't know if I want that blaring in the house, right? Need something a little more, you know, something I can shut the door. And play. And so, yeah, the PC version. It's really, really pretty. Man, I already knew this, sort of, but didn't know. I mean, until you see it in motion, it's just, it's really nice. They appear to have taken great care in this release, and I'm very impressed. So I can tell you that the 3 or 4 missions, I haven't played a ton yet. 3 or 4 missions I've played, the mean streak doesn't appear to be a problem here. They're more, it's funnier than I'm used to traditionally in these. And again, I mean, there's some humorous moments in 4, but not since, again, Vice City have I felt the humor. So that's good. So it's not trying to take itself too seriously. There's a lot of satire. You know, the things they do really well are really on display here. So yeah, I think I'm in. I think I'm going to go, I'm going to play. What am I saying? I am playing it. I'll report back. Oh, and also we got Mortal Kombat 10, or X, sorry. And that game's pretty good. It's super gross, though. It is the grossest of all Mortal Kombat games. Not for the littlest of kids, but it's so over the top and ridiculous. I don't know how you could be offended by it. I mean, the way people are dispatched in that game. First of all, during the fight itself, you're basically killed about 12 times. You can do things to each other, especially in that X-ray mode thing, that you wouldn't live through. Some are worse than the fatalities. Fatalities, not fatalities. What am I, 900 years old? Fatalities. Nobody goes, finish him, and then you do it, and the voice doesn't go, fatality. It's really good, though, and we're playing that a lot. Nick beat the story. I'm going to play it, and we'll let you know what I think about the story, because so far, all I've done is multiplayer, and that's fun, too. Everyone gets to play together in multiplayer. Guitar Hero. What? On the heels of Rock Band's announcement, Guitar Hero has revealed its revamped game. It's called Guitar Hero Live. Activision announced it a couple of days ago. I missed the show Thursday, so you didn't hear me talk about it. I apologize. Anyway, probably not a big surprise that they were working on something, right? I mean, Harmonix announced their own thing earlier this year, but it's interesting. Guitar Hero Live has decided to go a different way. They don't want to... So the previous stuff, the guitars and stuff, they're not going to work. All that plastic crap you have collecting dust in your thing, your guitar, that's not going to work. New instruments, okay? Also, you're like first-person view in this thing. And you're looking at video of a crowd, not a bunch of cartoony head crowd, you know, video game head crowds. Like real people crowds. Mark my words. Here's the plan. And I'm sure you all know a ton about this game already because it's old news by this point. It's been a week. But I just want to make a prediction. And I talked about it on Patrick Bejaz's show, Pixels, which you should watch. The official Adam Sandler film podcast, Pixels. He'll love that I'm doing that. But we talked at length at FrenchSpin.com about what we think. And I'll reiterate something I said there. My prediction is this. They are positioning this, not this release, but let's say version 2, to be a VR-enabled experience. It won't be required, but it will be enabled to the point that, you know, by then Morpheus will be out, various other kinds of options on PCs and things will be out. Oculus, the Vive, all that stuff. Vive, is it? Vive. And they will have a VR, you'll be up on stage and you'll be able to 360 movement and walk around and look down and be Mr. VR Guitar Man. VR Guitar Man. Mark my words, it's coming. Dota 2 got a third-person shooter mod. That's weird. How do you mod a game that's like a massively multiplayer-y thing that Steam would control and not allow people to mess around in there? Well, like, maybe they do. Maybe I don't know enough about it. Modders never cease to amaze, though. Somebody named BMD. Let's see what that stands for. BMD. Bowel Movement Distinction. Barry Mandrigal's Donut. Bot Mod Dirk. Big Mad Dork. How about that? Anyway, Big Mad Dork remade Dota 2 as a third person shooter. Now, I don't know how you do this with this code and stuff, but anyway. It's this top down thing. You know how these are, these MOBA experiences, right? Took a very different approach. He dropped the items, minions, and tactics of the base game, and instead aiming for a fantasy third-person shooter with cartoony visuals. The results are kind of impressive. You need to see it. There's a video floating around. Just search for it. YouTube, whatever. In a Reddit post, BMD. I don't know why I'm obsessed with his name. Explained that he had to change almost everything about the base camp to allow things like jumping, strafing, things like rapid turning. These are not techniques possible in current Dota. Had to be hacked in. So, there you go. And you know what I like? And Valve has a very liberal approach about this stuff, so he's using Source 2. That's the engine that the game uses. Voila. Make your thing. And Valve loves this stuff, so they don't care. But it's kind of cool to see someone make a mod of a game that's based on a mod of a game that originally Blizzard made. Think about that. Put that in your cheese and smoke it. Pirate Bay co-founder, has been denied. What? Denied what, you say? His NES. Friedrich Nietzsche. Is that how you say his last name? N-E-I-J. He was arrested earlier this year, or last year, I guess. And he's been in there for a while, serving time in a Swedish prison for his involvement in the controversial file-sharing site known as the Pirate Bay. It has now come to light that his request for a Nintendo Entertainment System to play as he serves out his year-long sentence has been completely 100% denied. It's interesting. According to this website, expression.se, it says that his request was shut down, but not because of the fact that gaming is prohibited at the prison. Rather, those in charge of the prison said they were not able to open the NES without breaking it to determine if there was contraband in there, like some kind of shiv, or what else do you move? What do you bring into prison? Meth, a little ounce of meth in there, a little cocaine, a little. I've seen movies and TV. Come on, let's think of some stuff. There's a condom in there. What else they got in there? They got other stuff in there. Toenails. A little hammer, a little nail. What did Andy Dufresne use to make his little rock sculptures? And no one knew it the whole time, but he was really making a hole. Remember that? That was the last time I saw Andy Dufresne playing with his Nintendo Entertainment System. The poor fella. New Halo trailer highlights the Spartan lock bonus, pre-order bonus. So the dude, what comes out of the ship and starts talking smack to our friend Master Chief, he's wearing armor you can only get as a pre-order bonus through GameStop, at least at this stage. And I don't know how I feel about that. It's one thing to say, hey, you'll get this thing. It's another thing to say, hey, look at this very exclusive video, this lead up to this major game. Look at this hype machine that we're cranking up over here. Ooh, and the dude that's wearing the armor, you could have that yourself. Spend the money over here at GameStop. Pre-order. Which, as I put in a comic today, I believe that it's akin to ordering your McDonald's Super Value Meal a month in advance just so you can get a purple French fry in the rest of your fries. Not a fan, as you can tell. I don't like it. I don't like pre-orders. Somebody thought I meant, oh, you mean I can't like buy it on Amazon before the release date? That's not what I'm saying. That's ordering it. That's not pre-ordering it. I mean, yeah, maybe you do it before it gets here, but that's ordering a product online. I know that's different than walking into a store. You know what I mean. Come on, man. Here's more content. Ready? Microsoft says this. You'll get the Hunter class armor. Sophisticated and lethal, it says. Hunter class armor incorporates Watershed Division's latest warfighting technology. For the warfighting. Hunter class helmet, though still considered a prototype implementation, the Hunter's sensor suite is what I meant to say, enhances situational and threat awareness. Put that in your chicken and bake it. Windows 10 will be released in July. This is according to an AMD executive. And people are thinking he shouldn't have said that. There's a lot of talk that Microsoft didn't want him to spill the beans. This may have been proprietary information. Did you not sign an NDA, you dumbass? Officially, Microsoft has said that Windows 10, the company's next OS, will launch sometime this summer. They didn't get specific. Blah, blah, blah. But now, a more specific release window has emerged, by the way, of AMD president and CEO Lisa Su. Lisa Su. Why is that name? Is that one of the Animal Crossing characters? Anyway. That's terrible, Scott. What we are also factoring in is this, says this quote. With Windows 10 coming in, launching at the end of July, we're watching for the impact on the back-to-school season. Expect to have a bit of delay in the normal back-to-school season inventory buildup, talking about their chips and their video cards and stuff. Oops! And they may not be accurate because Microsoft has not said anything. In fact, somebody requested a reaction and they said, Microsoft has said Windows 10 will launch this summer. We have nothing else to share. Burm, burm, burm. Does that mean they're pissed at AMD? Blech. Blizzard's MOBA Heroes of the Storm, a game I'm intimately familiar with now at this point. Man, I love that game. We had some matches the other day. Unfreaking believable. I'm not sure I've had this much fun in a multiplayer game since my Quake days. And I mean that. And that says a lot, because I had so much fun in Quake. Early Quake, like land-based Quake in my old office. Oh, dude. The hours we would burn. But this is doing it to me. I'm loving it. Great time to be playing these. Anyway, Blizzard on Monday says that it's coming out June 2nd. That means out of beta. That's what they mean. An actual open beta period will happen. That means anybody can get into the beta. That's May 19th. So I got all these codes, but they're probably going to be useless soon. So whatever. 9 million people have signed up for the closed beta. That's how many are in there now. That's a pretty good number of people. 9 freaking million people. I suspect this game's going to do quite well. Everybody who thought, it's no League. It's no Dota 2. I think you may be in for a surprise. I think that thing's going to do just fine. When it hits open beta, that changes a lot. When it goes full release, that really changes things. So I say keep your eye on it. I don't think they're done. Blizzard? No. Xbox, that's what we're talking about now. They say their E3 appearance will focus on first party this year. New exclusive IP has been teased. They are talking a big game about we need to have better first party games on the X-Bone, and I agree with them 100%. That's good news, and maybe this is the year I get a bone, you know? Throw me a bone. I don't know yet. It does depend on games. That's what it's always about for me. And right now, they don't have anything in their roster I care that much about. Somebody yesterday said, Scott, you're always schmooping on the Xbox. No, I'm not. I just don't have a game there I care for yet. Halo 5 might be that game. Somebody else said, well, what about Ori and the Blind Forest? I said, that's on PC, you dingus. I've already got that machine. Don't need an X-Bone to play it. In fact, I can play that at 4K, which you can't do on my X-Bone. So this is not me complaining. I'm just saying, if you want me to play your hot console, give me games I want. Nathan Fillion is going to return as Malcolm Reynolds in the Firefly Online game, which I thought was long canceled, but apparently this is still happening. He's joining a number of other returning cast members from the show. This includes Adam Baldwin as Jane Cobb. I wonder how people feel about that. Adam Baldwin. Summer Glau as River Tam. Ron Klass as Shepherd Book. Jules Slate. State, rather, as Kaylee Free. Fry. Was it Fry or Free? I forget. It's been a while. Marina Bakarin as Inara Sarah. She's great. Andy Tudyk. Alan Tudyk. I say Andy every time. Alan Tudyk as Wash. Wait a minute. Is this a prequel? Spoilers! Comes out this spring on PC, Mac, and, you guessed it, mobile platforms. Steam has limited users, or has decided to cut users. I don't know what it means by limit, but I'll put it the way they said it. They're limiting users who haven't spent $5. They've spent $5 or less, let's put it that way, on Steam. And it's to prevent spam and phishing. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Not phishing like fishing. You know, for fish. That seems like a good idea. I'm guessing there's a huge bunch of people who don't spend money but troll that thing for figuring out how to spam and fish and fish for spam. Oh, played that already. Borderlands creator leaves Gearbox. It's a good one too, and a big one. It says, I will always love Gearbox, but it's Adventure Time. I assume he doesn't mean the show. It's Matthew Armstrong, dude. Creator and franchise director for the first-person shooter series Borderlands. We're not talking about some schmoo over there. This is the big dude. Not that any of you are schmoos. I'm sure you're all very nice people. He announced it on Twitter like everyone has. He says, things changed. He said, no longer working at Gearbox. I will always love Gearbox, but it's Adventure Time. Now, is he saying it's Adventure Time for me, or is he saying, I will always love Gearbox, but it is Adventure Time? Meaning, Gearbox is Adventure Time. I'm trying to make a controversy where clearly there is none. He's not fired, he says. Says he wanted to go out on his own. And has some other stuff to do. Says, time for new adventures, he said in an interview with Game Informer. I'm an inventor. I'm ready to make something new. Not just new to me, but new to everyone. Armstrong did not say where he was headed. But I'll tell you, Gearbox is already getting new people for what I would presume to be the next Borderlands game. There have been listings for all kinds of stuff, and you would assume PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One are going to get a new version of that dare deal. Do you not? Combined Super Smash Brothers, Wii U, and 3DS US sales, guess how much they've reached? Listen, if you think Nintendo's out, like they're dead, I got some news for you. $4 million. Sorry, dollars. 4 million units sold of this current generation of released Super Smash Brothers games. So between the portable and the console, that's really, really good. A million per would be really good. Here's some other sales numbers. Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D. Lifetime sales of 730,000 units. That's not a ton. Mario Kart 8. Lifetime sales of 1.9 million units. Boy, that Smash Brothers, that thing sells, doesn't it? Sells. Mario Party 10, 290,000 units sold in March. I don't have, it just started, so that's just so far. Super Smash Brothers on 3DS, 110,000 units in March, lifetime 2.4 million, and then the Wii U version, 1.6 million lifetime. So, pretty good, man. Look at Nintendo, man. Doing it to it. Final story. Mortal Kombat X has enjoyed its, quote, biggest launch in franchise history, unquote. This according to the developers. I wonder if it's bigger than Mortal. Remember Mortal Monday back in the 16-bit era, man, when we all got our first taste of Mortal Kombat on consoles and it was called Mortal Monday? Oh, that was a dumb time. Very dumb time. All right, let's dig into your content. That's stuff you send in. Calls and emails. That's what these are. Going to start with calls. I always do. That's what I do. If you want to call in yourself, 801-471-0462. Or, alternately, you could use the email address, boopshow@gmail.com. That'll get you both emails and attachments if you so desire. Your voice memo things on your phones are good. All that stuff's fine. Unless it's some crappy format I don't understand. Anyway, how about this one?
Hey, Scott. This is Nate from Northern Illinois. I just wanted to comment on Current Geek and on WoW. You guys talked about subscriptions and WoW and things of that nature. And I used to play WoW a ton. I'm older now, 28, just work responsibilities and family, just, you know, take up more of my time. And I've really found that Heroes is awesome, and it's that perfect niche. If I want to play for a half hour, great. If I want to play for more, even better. But with WoW, you know, I still play it every now and again with my buddy, especially on Fridays. We go through LFR, do a PUG. But I would really like to see a subscription where I pay per hour or whatever, kind of like they do in China, I believe, or Asia.
Well, I don't know where they're doing the per hour, but I think you may be right. There's somewhere that does time rather than... I forget how it works. I mean, I think in WoW's case, they have parts of the world where people pay microtransactions for stuff in the game. And then there are parts of the world that pay for time like you would at a cafe or something. You go in there and say, I'm going to play for 3 hours and then pay that. They're never going to do that here. At least they're not in any rush to, because there's no need to. Everyone's paying a subscription. So they're not going to give you that option because you're kind of a rare case. Most people will, even if they're only playing very casually, they'll just keep their account live and pay $15 a month. And it's just easier and more convenient. You don't want to whip your card out every time you want to get some new game time. You might, but I'm saying the large body of players probably will not. And just culturally or economically or whatever, that's what we're used to over here. So that's what we end up doing. But it's not a terrible idea. I just don't think they're any... I don't know that they're motivated to do it.
Hey, Scott. It's Justin from the Nintendo Dads podcast. On your recent episode of Boop, you asked about what is everyone playing on their 3DS? What should you be playing? And I've got three games to recommend for you, sir. The first one is codenamed Steam. It's an awesome turn-based strategy game. Second one is Zeo Drifter, which is very much on a Metroid kind of scale. And the next one is one that just recently came out, which is Box Boy, which is a very simple puzzle game in a kind of very black and white art style. All really cool games. That's what I'd say you should be playing on your 3DS, sir. Awesome job again. Thanks for the Boop Show. Boop, 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 boop.
I'm all in on that Box Boy. I saw some video, and that looked great. The Steam game, Project Steam, not so interested. Just not really my kind of bag of cheese there. But I think you got me a Box Boy. I don't know. There's probably other people who played it. What do you guys think?
Scott Johnson. I was listening to Boop on Tuesday, and he brought up the House of Wolves stuff for Destiny. And he said that it was going to include a raid, which actually it won't. It's going to include a three-person multiplayer arena style. And I know you don't care, and I know you hate Destiny, but I don't like Heroes of the Storm. So, there.
All right, look. I don't hate Destiny. I just don't like playing it, if that makes sense. I fully support everyone else's desire to play that game, and I also wish I hadn't spent the money on it, but whatever. Actually, I uninstalled it this week so I could get Mortal Kombat on my drive. Bad, isn't it? But I don't want to play it. I can't do it. I want that $60 back. But anyway, again, it's just me. It's fine. It's fine that nobody else feels this way. It's just me. I'm happy to be that guy. Yeah, I think I reported the raid because originally that's what people were saying. I don't think I made that up. I think there was a lot of talk about, yeah, there'll be a new raid. And then I think I reported it too. And then they found out later it wasn't. And people were pissed. Like, I am hearing that people are mad. Yeah. Those Destiny players, picky bunch, aren't they? Nick wrote in, says, hey, Scott, as someone that lives in Australia, I have to put up with these metered internet connections. I just went to download Battle.net to my new PC, and I bought the Heroes of the Storm Founders pack. I then took a look at my other Blizzard games and realized it would take months to download all of them on my metered connection. So I was wondering if Mr. Blizzard fanboy Scott is... Thanks, dude. Is there a way I can download the full client for each game once and store them locally, so in the event of a format or reinstall, I don't have to re-download the full clients? Yes. Once you've done it, I've done this, you can move them to external hard drives and move them around. You can actually even play them from an external hard drive. I moved WoW around like that when I would travel a bit, and that was great. So you do not have to. Here's the deal. Here's the skinny. You can download once. I don't know about all of them. I shouldn't say that that's true of all of them. But I do know that I did that with Nintendo. With WoW, and I did it with Diablo 3 some time ago. So once you're down, you should be able to move stuff around. But remember, you're going to have patches too, and I don't know what your connection will do to those to keep it updated. But yeah, that sucks. Metered. Where are you out in the middle of nowhere? Are you out in the middle of nowhere? That's a bad accent. Jose wrote in to finish this out and says, hey, Scott, why do you keep saying we need more console exclusives? I say we don't. This is him, not me. I actually have both a PS4 and Xbox One, and so it doesn't affect me too much, but it does suck when a Wii U game I might be interested in comes out and I can't play it. Well, there you go, dude. Buy a Wii U, because that's how Nintendo makes their money. Anyway, all that said, I'm really enjoying my time with Bloodborne. Love the Forza games, and I'm excited about the next Tomb Raider on Xbox and Uncharted 4 on PS4. Love the show, though. Boop. All right, listen, Jose. I'm with you, dude, and having all the consoles is great. But a lot of people can't do that, and they got to pick the one they're going to want the most. So they're going to go with the one that has the games they want to play on it, whatever those may be. And if you lean more towards what Microsoft puts out, great, you get that. You like what Sony puts out, great. But you got to have this baseline of who will have Halo. I guess I'm going Xbox, but I can still get all these great third-party games. Or who's going to have Uncharted? Well, I best go PS4. Who's going to have Bloodborne? PS4 again. Who's going to have Mario Kart 12? Clearly Nintendo. That is the way this business works. And when none of them have great exclusives, then it's just kind of boring. I want them to be scrappy and competitive, and this is one way they do that. And the more they do that, the better we win. We get experiences and games that we wouldn't have gotten otherwise because they are hungry for it and they fight for it. It's basic economics. It's basic open market. It's just the way it works. So join me, Jose, in admitting you're wrong. All right, let's cut out. Let's leave. Let's get out. Let's be done. I got some cool music, so don't go anywhere because this music's rad that I have coming. Frogpants.com/boop. Boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. You can find us again by calling us 801-471-0462. You can email us, like I said, the earlier email address. Find me on Twitter @boopshow and @scottjohnson. That's it. Support us at Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. I am a big WoW head. I do like Blizzard games. I'm kind of a fanboy, and I found a piece of music that I quite liked. It is the World of Warcraft remix by DJ Nautilus, and it's fun, it's trippy, and it's like 4 minutes. So enjoy it. I got it on YouTube, by the way, so if you want to find it, you can go search for it. World of Warcraft remix by DJ Nautilus. That's going to do it. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Stay out of trouble, you bastards. Network. Get more at frogpants.com.